It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
From Sunday's Who Shot Biggie and Tupac on Fox, Suge Knight checks in by phone from jail and suggests that he thinks Tupac, who he probably orchestrated to be shot, might still be alive.
Would Pac die if he really did? You know?
If he really died, what do you mean by that?
I mean, when I left that hospital, me and Pac was laughing and joking. So I don't see how somebody can turn from doing well to doing bad.
So you seriously think that he might still be alive?
I'm going to tell you this, Pac, you never know.
Oh, there you go.
Lillian Bettencourt, the L'Oreal cosmetics heiress and the world's richest woman, died at her home in a Paris suburb. She was 94. Lillian was the only child of Eugene Schuller, who founded L'Oreal in the early 20th century. Forbes magazine estimated her fortune to be worth $39.5 billion this year. A woman allegedly walked into the Kardashians' Dash store in West Hollywood and pointed a gun at an employee. She returned later with a machete and shouted violent threats about killing the family.
All right, you can play anytime now.
The Kardashians will be executed if they step on communist territory! They'll be killed! You wanna get stabbed?
Did you see the video of this?
She's nuts.
But did you see the video? There's two cameramen there, like, dude, yeah. Get out of there! Like, the lady had a giant-ass machete.
A machete, not even a normal knife.
You ain't playing with a machete.
Gwen Stefani and boyfriend Blake Shelton could be having a baby. Photos were taken of the happy couple leaving a doctor's office after spending nearly 2 hours there. It is rumored that Gwen, who's 47, conceived through IVF. This would be Blake's first child and Gwen's fourth. She has three sons with her ex-husband, Gavin Rossdale. Scott Disick and Sophia Richie were spotted kissing in Miami yesterday. He's 34. She's the 19-year-old daughter of Lionel Richie. The trip to Miami comes after weeks of romance rumors between them, and they recently denied that they were anything more than friends. Sources say Scott and Sophia are inseparable. They're spending every day together. Sophia seems smitten. It's obvious that she looks up to Scott. She constantly giggles around him. They're flirty. He takes care of her, opens the car doors, and pays for everything. Reality TV star Audrina Patridge is divorcing her husband Corey of less than a year shortly after running to court to get protection from him. Audrina says the violence began last month when they argued about her accusing him of cheating. She says she was holding their daughter when Corey pushed her. Audrina says he then emptied out her backpack and purse and began punching himself in the head and threatened to bash himself in the head with a metal canister if she left. She says Corey had also threatened suicide in July while she was out of town on a business trip. Riverdale star KJ Apa was involved in a late-night car crash last week after working a 16-hour day on set of the CW series in Vancouver. KJ, who stars as Archie Andrews on the show, fell asleep at the wheel during his almost hour-long drive home after midnight. His vehicle reportedly struck a light pole, destroying the passenger side, and it was determined that his car could not be fixed. Luckily, he wasn't injured in the accident. Cardi B's claim she was choked out by a cop doesn't seem true because the NYPD can't find any evidence of it. The NYPD conducted a full investigation into Cardi B's allegation that a cop put her in a chokehold Tuesday and slammed her up against her SUV, but they can't find any proof that it happened. They checked all records and surveillance video of the area and couldn't find anything to support her allegation. Cardi B is mad about the incident, but she won't take legal action. She's refusing to offer any more details, and because of that, the NYPD doubts that it ever happened.
That bothers me. Sorry, go ahead, finish it.
They just said the NYPD is asking that Cardi B come forward and talk.
Like, if any law enforcement did something, hold them accountable. Like,
right.
Like, the law is, like, you're the law, that's it. Like, you need to be held accountable, too. But making stuff up, making, like you brought up, there is so much tension
right
with police and just people that when you're lying about stuff, that's not cool, because people are going to believe you. All your friends and your followers, like, oh, it's real. It happened. Like, no, it didn't.
Exactly. That is the garbage.